Hello and welcome to the Hellas Football Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen, and joining me, as always, is Nick. How are you today?
Good, I'm fired up for this one. This is the one that you and I have been counting down for the last, more than a year, from before the season started, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we knew this was coming. It's international break time. No club football, and it's probably the biggest month of in the history of the ethnic gear for a very long time. Greece obviously are in the playoffs against Kazakhstan in the semi-final and are looking to qualify for Euro 2024 in Germany this summer. So two potential games to get to. I mean, that's if Greece get through the first one, and then it's Luxembourg and Georgia and potentially in the final, or well, either or. So there's not really too much else apart from that to talk about. It's mostly ethnic focus. We'll mention the playouts as they did begin this last weekend as well. But I guess we'll start with Nick. We'll go through the lineup because the ethnic squad was announced typically after we recorded the last episode, of
Right
course.
after, like
Yes.
seconds after, yeah.
Honestly, I had uploaded the podcast. I was going to work, and then I saw it as I was traveling, and I just thought, "Oh, for goodness sake!" But you know what? It is what it is, and we'll go through it now because this is an FTG-centric podcast today. So, starting with the goalkeepers, the call-ups were Vlachodimos, Athanasiadis, Paskalakis, Diudis. Defenders were Zavellas, Hatzidiagos, Retsos, Kouliarakis, Mavropanos, Bulldog, Rota, Zaliakas, Tsimikas. Midfield, Kourbelis, Bouchalakis, Siopis, Bakasetas, Hatziovannis, Mandalos, Zeka. Attack, Masouras, Konstantelias, Pelkas, Ioannidis, Pavlidis, Yakoumakis, and Zolis. So, Nick, give me your initial thoughts just straight off the bat of this team that was called up.
As expected, I remember right before we finished our last episode, we said there's not going to be any major shocks, and that's exactly what it was. The only sort of shocks, like when I say shocks, I mean young guns like coming through, like Zeka and Zavella, I guess. So they're the big surprises, especially like, given like Zeka, the guy's barely featured for us at Panathinaikos this season. He's 35, he's had his ACL injuries, Zavella's. I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong. Zavellas, did he not announce his retirement from
Yes,
the national
I'm
team?
pretty
There
sure
you
he
go.
did. And
I
so
swear he did.
he's just
And here
decided to
he is
come
again.
back. He's just decided to
Yep.
come back for one last ride to try and
He'll never go away.
was he part of the last iteration of Greek players that reached the World Cup?
He sure was.
That might be why then. I mean, that's the only logic I can think of why Gus Poyet has brought him along, because while I mean he to be fair to him, he's doing okay for Atromitos where he's playing, but
Was he not? No, that was Maniatis and Katsouranis, wasn't it, that were fighting in Brazil?
yeah, it was
It
Manyatis
wasn't
and
Zavellas, was
Katsouranis. No, I don't think so. Well, actually, no, was it Zavellas? I can't
I
remember.
don't think it was.
Either way, now that we've said that actually makes kind
It
of.
might have been, yeah. Maniatis was definitely one of them.
Oh yeah, well, Manyatis picked a fight with anyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
Other than
can.
that, as you were, eh?
But I, you know what, the
Four
Zavellas thing
goalkeepers is
now,
a
it makes
shock.
sense. I still don't necessarily agree with it because he did retire, but I guess because he's one of the only players that have featured in a major tournament for Greece that are left, kind of get why he would be there, just to kind of, he has the experience to give that team the last push. And I would be very surprised if he features at all. Well,
Oh, he won't play.
certainly starting, I can't see it.
No chance. Not even as a substitute. You know what just popped into my head now? He can play left back. We've only
Yes.
got one natural left back in Tsimikas called up because Giannoulis was injured and he didn't
Yes.
call up Kyriakopoulos. That's just popped in my head. He's probably the backup left back.
Yeah, and I mean, Tsimikas only has two games to play, and he's not been featuring heavily for Liverpool, so I
Yeah.
expect Tsimikas to start both games if we get to the final as well. But yeah, it seems pretty self-explanatory what Poyet's going to do with this team. It's great that he called up Zolis. We've been crying out for it all season. Fully deserved, unbelievable season in the second Bundesliga with Düsseldorf. And Konstantelias too has been called up. Ioannidis, your boy Nico, has had a really good season. Yakoumakis is, you know what? All of our strikers are coming off of excellent form at the moment. Like Ioannidis, doing well in the Super League. Pavlidis, I saw a thing yesterday. Someone shared this with me on Twitter yesterday. I think he's the top scorer of the Eredivisie this century. If I'm wrong,
Probably.
unless I'm wrong, unless that was a troll. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. And Jakomagis has had a great start to the MLS season as well. So striker wise, good choices overall. Massouras also has had a good season at
Yeah.
Olympiakos.
I was going to get on to the strikers, but now that you brought it up, we may as well talk about it now. You can't really shit on Boyet, whoever he picks, because they're all in fine form. Like, if he, my personal preference, club bias aside, is Fotis Ioannidis. And I can give my reasons for that, but if he was to pick Giakoumakis, I couldn't criticize him either. And the same
No.
probably applies for Pavlidis. Although with Pavlidis, yes, he's killing it at Clubland. I remember speaking about this when my other club, Aston Villa, played his AZ Alkmaar in the Conference League. At in the Eredivisie, everything is revolving around Pavlidis. He's the focal point. There's two attacking fullbacks that bomb on and constantly cross and supply him with good service. There's two attacking midfielders as well behind him that try to find him at any chance they get. At the Ethniki, it's not really like that. And it's 36 appearances for 6 goals. Pretty poor return, if you ask me. That's the only thing counting against him there. Just his pass. Then Giakoumakis, 20 appearances, 4 goals. Not the best either.
No.
Forty, as I said, 40 for me would be the one, because I think I wouldn't do it, but I think he's going to play Bakayoko as the number 10. And 40 and Bakayoko can really link up nicely. We've seen it already at Clubland at Panathinaikos, the back end of this season. Now that, and 40 with his hold-up play, if it was up to me, I'd be playing Zolis on the left. And he can, with his hold-up play, he can not only has an eye for goal now, because he's delivered in the big moments, both in Champions League qualifiers and the Europa League group stage. And he scored against France as well. And he can also bring others into play. So for me, it's 40. But as I said, I can't begrudge Boyer whoever he picks there out of the three. The four goalkeepers is a bit of a shock to me. Why the need for four goalkeepers? I don't get it.
Maybe it's just for numbers. I think you need to bring at least three, don't you?
23. Three is the minimum, but I don't know. Maybe he's thinking ahead. If worst case, it goes penalties, which I don't want, by the way. But
Oh God, no.
surely
That would kill
Vlachodimos
me.
is our undisputed number one. Surely he can do it.
I think so. I know he's lost his place at Nottingham Forest, and well, because of the mess that's going on there, and obviously they had their points deduction yesterday, if you saw that, which is a big
They
shock
did.
for them. But I would put Vlachodimos as the stand-up number one. We'll do our predicted lineup in a bit. I mean, well, let's go into midfielders now, because we haven't really spoken about them. So Gourbelis, Bukayo Saka, Bakayoko, Hatsiovanis, Mandalos, Zeka. As you said, Zeka, he's probably just there for experience. I don't think he'll play hugely, as he hasn't played for
Maria,
you boys at Panathinaikos. I mean, Hatsiovanis, like, what do you think is the logic behind that one? Is it just because he's a winger, he can play on his wing a
depth,
bit?
yeah.
So that's
We've
about
said it
it.
before with our lack of options on the wing, haven't we? Limios wasn't called up, and he's been sort of not fully featuring at Panathinaikos, which is to be expected.
He's been more of an impact kind of player for you, hasn't he? He's
Yeah.
had drips and drabs
Coming
here
on
and
as a
there.
sub, I think maybe one or two starts, whatever it is, so far since January.
I mean, it was funny. Last time the Ethniki call up was made, because I made the poster for the Ethniki call ups this time. Last time he was featured as an attacker, and then now he's been shifted into midfield to kind of supplement the attacking roles, I guess. But yeah, it's all very, like you said, it's no real surprises in this team overall. Saliagas is a nice addition as well, and a right back. He probably won't play, but it's nice to kind of have him there, because he's doing really well for St. Pauli, top of the second Bundesliga. Yeah, I can't. There's not many huge complaints from me, and it's of all the available players, because obviously Gostas Fortunis is retired, so he's not available, and he actually stayed retired, unlike Savelas. So it's kind of what we expected, and we just hope that Poyet knows has game plan. He's been given extra time as well, so there really is even less of an excuse, because the
Yeah.
whole of the Greek Super League playoffs got postponed so that the Greek national team could convene earlier and prepare and have more time to prepare and have more time to rest. So we'll just have to see. Interestingly about Poyet, actually, now that I've thought about it, he has been coming out in the media again about his contract situation, because he's been
Yeah.
saying how it's an uncertainty for the players. it ends on the 31st of March, which is regular Easter Sunday. And I kind of see both ways, because yes, it might bring a bit of uncertainty to the team, but then at the end of the day, the playoffs will be done by then. So the players will know if he's going to stay or not. It's quite simple. And I think that I mean, this is maybe a bit cynical of me, but I think he was trying to push the Ebor to give him a new contract before the playoffs ended, because he'd see it as giving the players more stability. When in actual fact, if he signed a new contract but then got sacked, he'd get a payout. Whereas if he doesn't get into the Euros, he can just they'll just see out his contract. They're not going to sack him. He can just leave. They don't have to do
it.
It's not an extra payout for Ebor. So I think that's what Poyet was hoping for, but. Look, he's not getting anything unless he gets us to Germany. And I said jokingly.
And if he gets us there, he'll be rightfully kept on for the major tournament.
Yes, completely.
And I've been a huge critic of him. But he deserves to, if he gets us there, he deserves to say it out and lead us to this major tournament.
And look, I'm a perennial fence sitter, as always, with a lot of things, especially with Gus Poyet, because I can see where you guys have rightfully criticised him, but I can also see the good stuff he's done too. And he has made us competitive against the teams that we should be competitive against.
Yeah.
It's just that I next can't argue up. That. And even against France.
I was looking at his win percentage. In terms of Ethniki managers, I'm going way back. Yeah, I think it was definitely over 50%. Granted, we've only really played France and the Netherlands that are the big powerhouses. But his record stacks up very well. For managers that have coached, I think it was 20 games or more. He's got like the best win percentage.
Yeah.
But as I said, you caveat, I think it was 55%, but you caveat that with the fact that of those 20 games, only really four were really hard against the French and the Dutch, and we failed to win any of them. Sorry.
Yeah, and I guess that, I mean, looking at the list of managers, I think the best win rate before him was Fernando Santos, I think. He had quite a good win rate with Greece as well, and Ray Hagel as well, obviously. But I think Santos had a better record than Ray Hagel in slightly less games. So... yeah, we'll see. It's so integral that we qualify, Nick, because we're not the absolute favourites over the other teams, but we are the favourites overall. So it would just be it'd be a disaster if we didn't qualify for the Euros.
This would rank for me as a worse disaster than finishing last in that Euro 2016 qualifying group, because we're so close we can touch it now, and we're not going through a rebuild or a changing of the guard. This would be worse than losing to Croatia over two legs. Much worse.
Yeah.
This would be the worst of the lot.
Yeah, because of how close we've gotten. And don't remind me about Euro 2016 qualifiers. I still get ill every time I think of that that qualifying process.
It's going to come down to his squad selection. As you said, the lineup.
And hopefully he has enough plan Bs and Cs, which is my criticism of Poyet. That he has on the bench that he can bring off and make an impact. And with so now that we've kind of got the squad list aside, lineup, who do we go with? Do you want to do your own one, or am I do my own, or should we do a joint one?
Let's do a joint one.
Right. Okay. So
and we'll give our reasons. Like you in this, you'll say who you think, and I can say who I think, and we can settle on something.
Cool. Four three three. I think
that's what I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He can play with Kouliarakis and Hadzidiakos, with Mavropanos. He can potentially go three at the back, but I don't see it. And I don't think he should either.
No, not against teams that probably will be dominating possession. That's against right. Georgia again, if we get there, maybe, because they have some good players like Kravatskelia, who will be a big issue if we get to that point. But I don't think we'll need to play three at the back.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay, so goalkeeper's pretty self-explanatory. We've already said it. Vlachodimos number one.
Next. Yeah.
Defenders, okay, right back. I think Bulldogs had... Bulldogs had a lot of injuries. So although he's been called up, and I know he's fit now, it'll probably be Bulldog. I think I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
Yeah, out of the players called up, for me, it's Bulldog. I personally, maybe you call this club bias, but I would have had Vayanidis called up. But out of the players selected, I would be going with Bulldog. I have a gut feeling he's going to go with Rota.
See, I was surprised about Vayanidis because I thought he would be picked over Rota, but maybe he lost his place to Saliagas. I don't know. I think it'll be Bulldog, but I can see why he picked Roda. He's been okay for Greece in more recent
I'd go
times.
Bulldog.
Yeah. Okay, centre back pairing, seeing as we've gone 4-3-3. I think it's going to be Mavrobanos and Hatzidiakos, but I wouldn't be surprised if Gouliarakis or Retsos took Hatzidiakos' place, but I think it's the stat those two.
Mavropanos is the nailed on starter of the two.
Yes.
For me, he's our best centre back, but please, for the love of God, do not focus. No bloody bonehead mistakes, because he's got that in him. He can fully focus. He's head and shoulders our best centre back and one of the first names on the team sheet and one of our key players. So definitely Mavropanos. I would go Hatzidiakos, and I think Poye will go Hatzidiakos. Gouliarakis, I wouldn't be opposed. If he was to be called up in such to trust a 20-year-old kid in such a big game, again, you can't really criticise Poye because Gouliarakis has been absolutely sensational this season.
Mm. And when he's been called up for Greece and actually featured, he's been very good as well. Yeah. So... yeah, Retsos is a weird one because you know what? He's so night and day at Olympiakos, Nico. There's been games where he's been amazing, and there's been times where he's been like you said with Mavrobanos, he's had a bit of a gaffe and he's kind of given away a penalty or given away a silly kind of set piece. So look, I love Retsos. I think he's a great player when he has a good centre back kind of partner with him, but I. Personally, for the Efniki, I would put Hatzidiakos over him and Gouliarakis over Retsos as well. But that's no criticism of Retsos' ability. And left back is Tsimikas. There's no other left back.
So we've covered essentially half the side so far, the first five positions, and we agree on every single position.
I don't think it's that difficult, to be honest, Nico. Midfield might be
interesting. It's going to get difficult from here on.
Mm. See, midfield's a weird one because... I'm not too sure. I mean, Bakasetas is starting. That's the only guarantee, I think, in midfield. He's the captain. Bakasetas will play it like a number 8 slash kind of hybrid 10 role, I guess, but it'd still be a 4-3-3. In the hole...
this could be very interesting. That number 8 is going to be interesting. I would personally play Bakasetas as a number 8 because I think it's a role he can do and can do it very nicely because I would play Kostandelias as the 10 just ahead of him. There's no way that's going to happen, though. He hasn't started at bulk. He's only really started a friendly, I think, for the ethnic year. I'd love to. That's what I would do, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of 4-2-3-1, but I can't see Poyet deploying that. I think, like I said, that's in midfield, in centre midfield. Then I think Siobis and Mandalos. Of the players that are there.
Well, Siopis nailed on as the 6 because his only other, Bukalakis has been called up, hasn't he?
Yeah, Bukalakis has been
called up. He won't. Yeah. Kurbelis, he's barely played, and he's playing more recently now at the club he's on loan to, but Siopis is as good as an automatic starter for me in the 6. Bakasetas, definitely. I would go Kostandelias. I think he's going to go Mandalos. Again, it's what we said about Hatzidiakos versus Gouliarakis. You can apply it in this scenario with the experience that he's got the runs on the board. And he hasn't... I'm not a huge fan of Mandalos, but he hasn't really let the coach down.
Yeah, I think he's a... for me, Mandalos for the Ethniki, maybe different for Ajax fans, but I think that he was a solid like 6-7 out of 10 every time. He doesn't do anything too offensive, doesn't do anything too kind of outlandish. I don't think it's out the question that Bukalaki starts weirdly because he's been playing consistently for Hertha Berlin, but I don't think he'll be the standout, like one of the main choices for the centre midfield pair, like the trio. I think he'll be a backup, but I don't think it's out of the question he'd start.
It's getting too easy. I think we've just agreed again on the midfield trio.
Yeah, I know.
Siopis, Bakasetas, Mandalos.
Oh God, we're gonna agree again on the attackers as well because okay.
Well, Masuras has to be nailed on.
Masuras
the right.
is on the left, yeah. Or the actually maybe on the right. I don't know. He can play both, to be fair.
Because I'd be looking at Zolis on the left.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll play.
There's a huge hole there. I'm worried he's going to play Belkas.
I think he could play Belkas there and bring on Zolis but this is I think I'd go Zolis personally.
Yeah. I'd go Zolis, but I can't say it.
And, I mean, striker, I'm probably going to be agreeing with you again, Nico. I actually do think Ioannidis should start. Because I
think he will. I would go 40. I think it's going to be Yakumakis.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to
personally? It's got to be 40 in my eyes.
See, I'm in full agreement with you though, because Ioannidis is the player that, while I think Yakumakis is an amazing striker, I think that Ioannidis links up the play better. And I like you said, against in the France game, he was so good at that. But he could also be good as an impact sub, as he has been for Panathinaikos last season. You know what? To be different, I'll go Yakumakis. You can have Ioannidis. You can have your boy. So just so we have one disagreement, because it makes it less boring that way. I'll put Yakumakis up front, but I completely agree with the Ioannidis thing as well. So I guess that's our lineup. I mean, it's look. I think it's very self-explanatory what Poyet's going to do. And hopefully that's good enough to play to beat Kazakhstan. And then speaking of Kazakhstan, Nick, we'll go through their qualifiers for the Euros, because they had a good qualifying campaign by their standard. You know, most of their players play domestically in Kazakhstan. They don't have a huge amount of talent outside
there
of
was
the country.
Two in Turkey. Their best player plays for Beşiktaş. He's a midfielder.
Yeah.
Starts with Zed, the surname, and they've got a couple of guys playing in Russia. Other than that, it's a lot. All of them are Kazakhstan, with the majority Astana, who feature quite regularly in European competitions.
Yeah, they basically have Astana as their representative for. I'm looking at it now. Yeah, they've got one player, Adana Demirspor. They've got Beşiktaş, Zenit St. Petersburg, Arsenal 2, not actual Arsenal, Arsenal 2
in Russia.
In Russia, yeah. But other than that, it's all Kazakhstani players all Kazakhstan league players. So they started poorly, lost 2-1 against Slovenia, but then there was that famous win against Denmark, 3-2. They beat San Marino, obviously. They beat Northern Ireland. And then they kind of had a bit of a lapse, I guess, a bit more of a mixed second half of their campaign. They lost to Finland in the reverse fixture. They beat Ireland again. They lost to Denmark. They beat Finland. Then they beat Finland away, sorry. Then they beat San Marino in their final game. And they finished... They must have finished second or third. They finished...
Third.
They finished fourth, actually, in their group.
It was a fourth, okay.
After all that. But they looked like they might qualify automatically, because their group had... Yeah,
Slovenia, Denmark.
Yes, Denmark, Slovenia, who have qualified automatically, Finland, Northern Ireland, and San Marino. But and they actually conceded a goal to San Marino as well, by the way. So I don't know how much of a gauge that is for their defense. And they recently played a friendly against Turkmenistan. So that doesn't
really mean 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0. So look, Greece are outright favourites for this game, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything when it comes to the Greek national team. We've seen our team lose to sides way worse than Kazakhstan, and it's evident from the teams that they beat in the qualifiers that they can be a competitive team. So it's not going to be easy at all. I guess what would be your kind of rough prediction for this match, Igor?
We have a bad habit, as we've mentioned for so many years, of playing to the level of our opponents. When we play one of these world-class countries, we play so damn well. When we play these minnows, we drop to their levels. Score prediction, look, I'm not going to hide it. I'm confident that we're going to be at the Euros. And as fans, I think we should be entitled to think like that, really. I'm not saying we're going to go and do huge damage at the Euros, but we're entitled to dream big. And Look at the countries we're versing. Let's put all three of them. We don't know who we're going to face if we beat Kazakhstan out of Georgia and Luxembourg. But if we can't beat these sides, with all due respect to them, what are we going to do against Turkey, Czech Republic and Portugal? We don't deserve to be there. I'm going to go... It's not going to be a thrashing. I'm going to go 2-0, a hard-fought, very hard-fought 2-0.
I would agree. I think our defence overall is good enough to sustain us. And now that I said that, we won't keep a clean sheet. But yeah, I'm going to say 2-0 as well. And we'll reach the final of the playoffs, where we will play Luxembourg or Georgia.
Who do you think we get?
If we get to the final, my head says Georgia, because they are the favourites of that tie as well. But Luxembourg are not to be underestimated. They actually have an okay team, like some decent players, but for international level. And they're both going to be tough, because they'll both want to... And none of these teams have ever qualified for a major tournament before. Only Greece has.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Is that game on the same time as ours? Or are they just before? I
Let me
reckon
have
they're
a
probably
look.
earlier.
I think it might be. I'd be
Because
surprised.
Georgia's on the on the eastern side, like very far eastern side of Europe.
Let's have a look. Let me look at the
I've got a
fixtures.
gut feeling they're going to kick off. Ours will kick off when this finishes.
Let me look at the qualifiers fixtures. So they play earlier. So
I thought
Georgia
so.
Luxembourg is at 5 p.m. UK time. So 7 p.m. Greece time. So they'll play a bit early, and then so Greece will know their opponents if we reach that point. I keep saying if. So Greece and Kazakhstan will know their potential opponent. I'll be fair to Kazakhstan. So yeah, it's I'm so nervous, but I'm also really excited.
Yeah, I'm with you. Nervous and excited. Nervous and excited.
If we reach the well, I said it before, if we reach a major competition, Bagasetas is going on the back of my shirt. I'm going to find a place and put Bagasetas on my shirt. Because I bought
I said
the.
I'll get the shirt. I haven't got it. I
I
said if
already
we
have it.
qualify for a major tournament, I'll go and get it. I haven't got an FNQ shirt since 2014.
Yeah, same
Since we
actually.
last met a major
Same.
tournament.
Well,
I've been holding up.
the only reason I got this one is not necessarily because I preempted the Euros. It's because it was brought out especially for the 20th anniversary of Euro 2004. That's why I got that one. So regardless of whether we qualify, it will still be a nice shirt that I can enjoy. But Bagasetas is going on the back if we qualify for the European Championships. I said that like 2, 3 years ago. But yeah, that's
Yeah, that's it's we're gonna do it Greek style. It's gonna be hard fought. It's not gonna be straightforward. There's a difference between fearing and respecting. I think we've got to respect Kazakhstan as you've got to
Completely.
respect every opponent. So, well, yeah, and the guys have to do their video sessions. They've got to do their research into this side. And then after that, you don't fear them though. You're playing on your home turf. Hopefully, they get a good crowd. We don't know, but
That's
we
true.
know what they've done at that stadium in the past where they've closed a certain section of the ground off, which is so disappointing. Let's hope for a good crowd. We're the home side, as I said. Let's play on the front foot. Let's grab an early goal. I think ends it. I honestly, and if we from that's why I was saying about Zorlis Konstantelias. You play these guys from the off. You're going to have Kazakhstan on the back foot from the beginning. I just want to see attacking football in this game. Then we'll worry about the away game if we get past this game when the time comes. Because Georgia, potentially in Georgia, with the atmosphere, they've never made a major tournament before. It's going to be a wild atmosphere for our guys.
And like you said, Nigo, Hagia Sophia has to be rocking, even if they close off a portion of the stadium. I really hope it's a sellout crowd because it's so important that Greece get to this European Championships. And it's the closest that we've got in a long time. And it would be nice if the fans turned up because Greek fans, as we know, create a great atmosphere, whether it be for club or for country. So looking forward to the game on Thursday. I'll definitely be watching it and biting my nails the entire time, hoping that we get through to the final. But I
Seven
think,
a.m. in Australia, from memory.
yeah, good time for you to get up and watch it,
What
or
is
is
it?
that
Eight
not a bad time?
p.m. 8 p.m. Isn't it for you?
7:45 in the evening.
So
So,
it's like 6:45 here.
okay, cool. That's not too
Six
bad for
forty.
you
That's
guys.
not. Yeah. Nah. Well, if we get through, George is going to be the earlier time slot. That 4 a.m.
Yes, yeah,
for
that'll
us.
be tough. And I'll be heading home from
Yeah.
work, so I'll probably miss the first half. But I'll be keeping an eye on it for sure. I think is that everything ethnic gear related? Nico, any last thoughts before we move on to the end of the show?
Two words, just win.
Yes, please. Mine's three words. Just win, please. Even though that doesn't make sense.
You do it more politely.
Yeah, it's probably the British in me. Okay, well, I mean, just to end off, we'll quickly go through the playouts because the playouts did begin. The Super League playouts began last weekend. So I'll just quickly go through the scoreline. We're not going to really analyze it too much. So we'll start with Asteras losing 2-0 away from Volos. So a bit of a shock there. Volos in a relegation battle. Asteras and nothing to play for this season as they missed out on the playoff places. Kifisya 0-0 against Volo. So good point for them. They're kind of still pushing to get away from those relegation places. Adromidos 3-2 winners over Bassianina. So it was a very exciting 5-0, a 5-goal thriller. Nikos Fergos with a last minute goal to get the win for Adromidos.
Yeah,
So
that was a crazy game.
yeah. Panathinaikos 3-0 over Panathinaikos. So the That was a good win for them as well. Both teams, I mean, Panathinaikos still probably have to look over their shoulders because they're only a point behind Kifisian Volo in the sec with this in second to last. But they have had a good start. Bas Yanina in big trouble now. I think they're 4 points adrift of second, and they're 5 points adrift of getting out of the relegation places. So they have to be careful with six. I think it's six games left they've got now. They only have seven games in the playoffs, but that's about it really for them. Nothing too much to shout about. And obviously, Super League playoffs didn't happen this weekend, so that will be recommencing after the European Championship playoffs. But Nigo, I think that's everything. It's been a bit of a shorter episode today, but we'll be back to analyze the Kazakhstan game, and hopefully it'll be with a win and a look forward to the final of the playoffs. And if not, then well, it'll probably be quite a depressing podcast, but you can be depressed with us if Greece don't qualify.
Regardless of the Kazakhstan result, I would say we will be back to discuss that game. So we'll review that one. And as you said, God willing, we're talking about a playoff final against either Georgia or Luxembourg. Because if we aren't, it's a foregone conclusion. He'll walk himself, I think, for you. If we don't beat Kazakhstan, they won't even have to
He
get rid
has
of him.
to. He has to. I think he knows that, but that's also why I hope he gives 110% because he knows that he'll get a mass. Well, I mean, it's Ebor, so they won't pay out massively, but he'll get a big payout and get a brand new contract if he. So he's playing for his contract as well as the Euros as well. And as we all know, regardless of what happens, we will be going to Germany because we have a friendly against them. So we're going to Germany either way, guys. But yeah, that's everything. So we'll leave it there. So thank you so much for listening. Please keep following us on social media and our latest blogs on X, on Instagram, and on Facebook. We really appreciate all the interaction you guys give us. And if you haven't recommended the podcast to someone already who loves Greek football and wants to hear more about it, especially over the international break, then send it their way. And please leave us a 5-star review if you haven't already, because that always bumps us up in the charts and gets more people listening to us. And we love the podcast, keeps growing and growing and growing. So yeah, Nigo, thank you so much for joining me. And we will be back to hopefully celebrate Greece qualifying for the playoff finals. So we'll catch you guys then.